listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, before we get to the run of games on the in the NFL on Sunday and give you our likes and dislikes, I want to tell you about Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Let's say you've got a seized engine or stuck ball joints or frozen emergency brake cables or rusted nuts and bolts or universal rusted bolts, and you need Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Why? Because it delivers three times more lubricant, so it takes less spray, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil to get the job done. It's also body shop safe, so it's safe on paint, plastic parts, and silicone free. Freol deep penetrating oil is available at the shelves of AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa Auto Parts store. Give it a try. Again, Freol deep penetrating oil. All right, let's get rocking and rolling with the NFL schedule coming up this weekend. Had to miss it last week because I took off for Thanksgiving, but we are going into week number 13, and here we go. Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady on the road to face the Atlanta Falcons at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Brady, 30 touchdown passes on the season at 8-3, Atlanta 5-6. The Buccaneers are going for the season sweep of the Falcons for the second straight year. They've never done that before. Tom Brady is in his second year at Tampa Bay. Coincidence? You tell me. I think not. This is okay. I don't think Atlanta has a team that can really hang with Tampa when it's on. But, yeah, it's a home game, I guess. It's a 2.5. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just don't buy Atlanta. So
I mean, I think we wanted to see earlier this week with the Michigan high school basketball team FaceTiming Tom
That's
Brady
right.
and gang.
That's all they need. That's right.
You know,
That's
but what, here's a more important question, though. In this game, what's the over-under for Antonio Brown mentions?
Right, because he's been suspended for two games, right?
For the
Three games for the
Three
phony
for,
COVID
for faking
nonsense.
Everyone out.
That's right. Remember, we said it at the time. It's not that you thought Antonio Brown couldn't add to your team. It's that you knew something like this was bound to happen at some point, where he was just going to be a distraction on some level. And he can't help himself.
And what's so funny about it is that this wasn't surprising that it was him.
Yeah,
if we had heard this about anybody else, we would have been like, oh, my God, really? I never would have thought that.
Completely.
Coming from Antonio Brown being suspended for, you know, fake COVID vaccine, you're like, yeah. Tell me something we don't know.
So this is not one of the higher-end games on the Fox schedule for the early afternoon.
Not at all.
But
Does Matt Ryan even play?
Right? Is Matt closing out a stellar career in Atlanta?
I think there's going to be a better game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium this weekend than this one.
I agree. How about the Cardinals at the Bears? Arizona 9-2, 6-0 on the road, meaning their two losses have came at home.
Yeah.
The Bears, they won against the Lions on Thanksgiving Day, which feels like 100 years ago. So how about Justin Fields? What's his status for the game? Are we just trying to practice and stuff? Is there a game plan for him?
I don't know.
I don't think so. The Bears, that win against the Lions, which came in the final seconds, snapped a five-game losing skid for the Bears, who are 4-7 on the year. Now, not something to write home about on this one either. We've been liking Arizona all season as they've been winning games. I wouldn't say all season. It took a while for us to sort of grow on the Arizona train, but it's worth jumping on. What about Kyler Murray? He's questionable for this game. Do you think he plays too?
That's another one. I don't know if he does. Is there a reason for him to?
Mm. Well, you know, you're trying to keep pace with the Packers, and anybody can beat you.
Yeah, so. I mean, you definitely don't want to go to Lambeau in the wintertime to play national.
They already own the tiebreaker, so be careful.
But, I mean, you don't want to run that risk. But at the same time, if Kyler Murray isn't healthy for you in the playoffs, Colt McCoy is not leading you to the Super Bowl.
This is an interesting game. How about Cincinnati, who's back on the horse, against the Chargers, who need to kind of get back on it?
Yeah. Yeah.
This has got some interesting matchup here.
No, this one should be all the fun and have all the bells and whistles that you're hoping for in a game. I'm a little nervous by it.
I know.
Because just as the Bengals start to right their ship. I mean, I'm hoping for this scenario, right? Because the Bengals seem to fall off this ship just as they get it afloat again. So, yeah, I'm hoping it's that situation for
us. They beat the Ravens, lose to the Jets and Browns, and then beat the Raiders, and then beat the Steelers, and putting up 41 points and playing with these.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, again, I mean, the Chargers are just in an interesting position because the Broncos and the Raiders and them are all 6-5, one game behind Kansas City. This is turning into a fun AFC West.
This is, and right now they hold the 7th seed.
Right.
And it's like, you know, they're on the cusp of just missing the playoffs or just making the playoffs. So, come on. Go Chargers, go.
Yeah, and Cincinnati.
As a great governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, once said.
And Cincinnati is 7-4 and a game behind Baltimore in the AFC North, to my heart's content.
Yeah.
How about Minnesota and Detroit?
Detroit, please. Keep the dream alive.
Keeping the dream alive, please. Please, please, Detroit, find a way to win this game.
They got
find
to,
a way.
Right?
Just find a way. I don't care what you got to do. Maybe even cheat. I don't care. I just want this. I don't want this team to be winless. I know they won't go undefeated, but I don't want them winless either.
Right.
Oh, my God. We've done 12 weeks of football, including a bye week where I was nervous they were going to lose that game. Like the Lions, come on, man. Help us out.
Yes.
Dan Campbell,
you got to win. If you don't win this game, your playoff hopes are gone.
They're only averaging 15 points per game. 15 points per game. Golly.
Well, and the Vikings are still a team I know nothing about.
Yeah, they're weird. Dalvin Cook's got a hurt shoulder, right? They win, they lose. They win, they lose. It's just a back and forth. Like, they're like the epitome of a 500 team.
They'll lose against teams they're not supposed to lose to, and then they're beating teams that they shouldn't have no business playing. I mean, they beat the Chargers.
I know. I swear that they're like... It's like vanilla ice cream. It's not terrible. It's not great. It may not be chocolate chip, but it'll do. Yeah, and that's like the Vikings.
I mean, check this out. All right, they lose to the Cowboys, lose to the Ravens. Then they go on ahead and beat the Chargers on the road, and then they beat the Packers at home.
Right.
And it's like this team just it's almost like you want to say Minnesota, you're drunk. Go home because you don't know what you're doing.
Right. Exactly. Ay ay ay. All right, how about the Indianapolis Colts on the road against Houston? Before you tell me, oh, this is a piece of cake, the Tennessee Titans thought that this would be a piece of cake, too.
Yeah.
The Tennessee Titans are going to regret losing to the Houston Texans.
But here's my thing, okay?
Yeah.
Tennessee was without their running back.
And right.
I think that finally caught up with them.
I agree.
The Colts... Brain dead last week and decided
right.
not to use arguably the front runner from the MVP.
Jonathan Taylor's leading the league in rushing.
Yeah.
He's got 1,200 yards and 14 touchdowns. You're right. He's an MVP candidate.
I'm thinking the Colts, maybe, you know, listen to all the criticism from last week, maybe use your guy this week.
I think you're right.
That might help you out.
By the way, the Colts trail by 2 games. Against the Titans in the division, but the Titans have the weekend off. They're 8-4. The Titans, Colts are sitting at 6-6. Give it up. Seriously, give it up to the Colts because they started 0-3. They were 1-4. They have won 5 of their last 7. And their two losses came in a close game to the Titans and a close loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So both of those were winnable games.
And they shouldn't have lost to the Buccaneers.
So say what you want about, you know, the Colts and Carson Wentz and whatnot. They have really turned their season around. They are now a legit playoff team. And they did it. What is the thing we said in this offseason, why Carson Wentz was going to like playing in Indianapolis? Their ability to run the football, right? So you don't have to go out there and sling it all the time. And it's starting to show and starting to pay some dividends. So the Colts are starting to play some good football. All right, we'll come back. We'll wrap up the rest of the afternoon games and get you into the later games as we continue its Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hey, need gift ideas? The Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone on your list at prices under $15, like a pair of Mechanics Wear black-coated winter gloves, a Power Torque two-piece magnetic tool holder bar, a Slime digital tire gauge, and much more. check out the holiday gift guide for great ideas at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. All right, we are continuing along in our look at the NFL schedule as we continue along. The Giants will be taking on the Miami Dolphins coming up on Sunday. A rare trip down to Miami to face the Dolphins once they do every 8 years. Nevertheless, Giants are playing a Dolphins team that, I don't know if you know this, Ron, the Dolphins have turned their season around.
I have noticed.
They have won four in a row. They started the season 1-7. They are now 5-7, and they are rolling along with Tua Tagovailoa. Come on now. They're 3-3 at home, but the Giants coming off winning against Philadelphia 4-7, but only 1-4 on the road. And Daniel Jones, here's where journalism is important, kids. The headline of Daniel Jones is going to play despite a neck injury is not the same sentence as Daniel Jones is expected to play with a mild neck strain. Choose your words carefully, because when I initially saw this story, it said Daniel Jones had a neck injury. I'm like, there's no reason to be anywhere near an NFL football game if you have a neck injury. Neck strain, that's not a bad thing. You can overcome a neck strain. But neck injury, I thought it was just hanging by a thread. His head was just hanging on, barely. And he's still going to go out there and try to throw a football. Tua's playing a little better. Dolphins have been playing better. They are 5-7 on the season. Who knows? I shouldn't get overly excited about a 5-7 team making the playoffs when I'm not excited about my own 5-5-1 team making the playoffs.
Yeah, it's that extra about, one that, you know, yeah, how about puts that? A little something extra on that.
Right. Exactly. All right. So what do we make of this one? All right. Or are we looking at the Dolphins going, all right, let's see what you got. Because they'd be 6-7 if they win.
I'm taking a step for, are we still looking at Tua and saying, what do you got?
Kind of still.
So maybe this is the game where, you know, we're really going to look at Tua and go, all right, Tua, it's the Giants.
Yeah.
What do you got?
He reportedly has been playing better. I haven't really been studying Dolphins football lately, but he's been playing pretty good. But I don't know, the Giants are a team that you're not blown away. Like, you're not surprised if they win a game, but then you kind of expect them to lose, but you're not surprised when they pull off a win or two. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they went down to Miami and beat the Dolphins. So, nevertheless. All right, let's get to the next game on the schedule, and that is Philadelphia taking on the Jets. Okay, it didn't seem that long ago when the Eagles looked like a team that could make the playoffs, and then one loss to New York, and that's derailed that. Like, they were a team that was like, all right, they won three of their last four. They just beat the Saints. They went on the road and beat the Broncos. You know what? This team's pretty good. They're 5-6. Don't look now. Here come the Eagles. Well, then they lose to the Giants, and it's like, yep, bye-bye. Go back to the basement where you belong. I don't know if a win here, a couple of wins against Washington and the Giants, all of a sudden the Eagles could put themselves in an interesting position.
It's weird.
It is
weird. It's weird because, I mean, yeah, I feel like this Eagles team does this a lot, where it's like they get your hopes up and then they don't deliver.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And they did this the last couple of seasons.
Yep. Yeah, and Jalen Hurts, you know, he'll be all right. He's got an ankle sprain, but he should be good to go.
Yeah, even with like a half of Jalen Hurts, I think this is a winnable game for the Jets.
Yeah.
They don't have it all together just yet.
Not quite there. How about this little interesting nugget for the afternoon? How about Washington against Las Vegas? All right, the football team is red hot. They've won three in a row. And they're doing it without Chase Young.
And Henneke we trust?
And Henneke we trust. And Henneke's still playing that nobody's given me a chance. I have to prove myself every single week around here. My God, they just don't hand you NFL starting quarterback jobs for no reason.
What was it? It was Sunday night? When did they play last?
Monday,
that was what it was. And it was late in the game, and they're still saying, but you know what? He just doesn't throw that hard.
Yeah, right.
But he's winning games, guys.
They can't give him any sort of credit. Remember, this is the kid that almost beat Tom Brady in the playoffs. He gave the Buccaneers a big run for their money last season in the playoffs. But no, he can't He can't buy love right now. How about Las Vegas, though? They won their game against Dallas in overtime. All right, they've corrected a little bit. They were kind of on a downward slide, 6-5, tied with Denver, tied with the Chargers, second place in the AFC West. Let the wild run in December continue. They are going to be home in Sin City for this one. This is actually pretty good. This is a pretty good game. It's like a B-plus on the Fox schedule.
Yeah.
I kind of like this. I'm not huge on Washington. Because the teams they played, I mean, they've beaten the Buccaneers, but then Seattle's no good. I mean, let's not pretend it's the awesomeness of Seattle who they beat on Monday night. So we'll see. But nevertheless, it's two teams trending in the right direction.
Yeah, I think it'll be entertaining.
How about Jacksonville and the Rams? All right, I'm just kidding. If the Rams can't snap a three-game losing skid against this football team,
cancel them. No
business being anywhere near my playoff screen.
No, cancel
them. Go away. If you lose to Jacksonville, I don't want to hear from you again.
Unless Rams. It finally happens and Trevor Lawrence has that game we're kind of been waiting for all season long. I don't think it's going to happen in this one.
Good point.
But, you know, we're, what, 12 weeks, 13 weeks in? What, it's week 13, and we still haven't had that Trevor Lawrence game that shows why he was the number one pick overall.
Right, exactly. Give me one of those, please, by the end of the season.
And if you do it against the Rams and that defense, fantastic.
That's, yeah, if you can.
We'll be talking about you all day Monday.
Yep, right. We talked about the Rams, and one of the things about them is they're getting out-physical, right? But I don't think Jacksonville is going to out-physical the Rams in this game. So this should be a win for Los Angeles, and if not, don't come near me in January. I don't want to see your face. How about Baltimore and Pittsburgh? The Steelers stink. And I was feeling so good about them after that game against the Chargers, where they had so many players out, and they took a lead in the game. They were trailing by a lot. And I was like, boy, what a fight. Ben Roethlisberger didn't throw a pick. What a fight in that fourth quarter. But then they cough up 41 points to the Bengals in a contest that had not even competitive. TJ Watt is out with COVID. The Ravens just are going to put their foot on the neck of the Steelers and go, done, stay down. I think that's what's going to happen here. But Pittsburgh fights against these Ravens year in and year out, even when they're down and they got some problems, even when they had Duck Hodges. They've given the Ravens some fits over the years. Remember last year, this game, it reminds me of last year. They should have played on Thanksgiving, but Baltimore had COVID. Wah, wah, wah. And they had it rescheduled the following Wednesday, when they should have just suited up anybody they could and played a football game. Derailed the Steelers season from that point on. But 5-5-1, no good. Ravens are 8-3.
This is a game, you know, this has written all over it. Throw the record book out.
Right, of course.
Absolutely. I mean, if there's ever a game where we talk about throw the record book out, this is it. This is one of those type of games where it just doesn't matter. Yeah, like you said, Steelers, I mean, they're not having the best of seasons. But you can find a way. You can look at this and go, Steelers, you won the game. Not surprising.
The Steelers always beat Cincinnati, so you can almost see a little complacency there. They don't always beat the Ravens. It's always hard fought. I expect the Steelers to show up. Ravens are coming off a really sloppy game, 4 interceptions by Lamar Jackson last week. So maybe there might be something there for the Steelers to sort of get back in the conversation. But right now, they're really on the outside of it. San Francisco and Seattle, these two teams going in complete opposite directions right now. San Francisco, we just talked about the Dolphins turning their season around. The Niners have turned their season
around. My God.
Woo! They started the season 2-4. 2-4, and now they are 6-5. They have won their last three games, and they are doing it with strength. They are really starting to play some good football right now. They have won 4 of their last 5. They, again, started the season 2-4. They started with back-to-back victories and then lost 4 straight, and it looked like they were cooked. But then they found a way to win some games, and they beat the Rams. Yes, they beat Jacksonville. Yes, they beat Minnesota. But they should beat this Seahawks team who's just a mess.
Like we said earlier in the segment or last segment, Minnesota, it's a team we just don't understand.
We don't know. We do not understand them quite yet. Do not get it.
So, I mean, Niners could have had a great win against a good team or just a win against we don't know.
The Seahawks have lost 6 of 7.
Can we say that they're cooked?
Yeah. Holy mackerel. Well, I mean, who's? I mean, what's going on? Six of seven
they're
for
done.
The Seahawks.
I mean, last week we said it, or Tuesday after that Monday nighter, it was clear to us that there's something wrong with Russell Wilson.
Something's wrong. He can push it off all he wants, not make excuses. I get it. Yeah. But something is wrong.
I don't know
him.
If it's the finger or if it's a shoulder issue or if it's something not going right in his head. I don't know what it is.
But nevertheless. There's conversation about Pete Carroll stepping away. I hate when – can I just make this clear? If you don't have anything to back that up, don't just assume coaches will quit because the going got tough. They get paid a boatload of money. You know what I mean? That is not a job you just walk away from because, we lost a few games. You still get a gigantic paycheck. And until they fire you, keep getting those paychecks. Yeah. Right.
I mean, we only brought it up because we thought he'd be a good fit at Notre Dame.
We were wrong. They hired Marcus Freeman. He was never even in the conversation.
Yeah.
All right. But nevertheless, people saying the same thing about Sean Payton. Sean Payton's going to leave. Why? Because they stink?
Yeah.
Right?
You're having a down year?
Because you're having a down year? Like it happens.
Why do we say that about the Bill Belichick and the Patriots last year?
Right, exactly.
Bill Belichick's going to retire. No Tom Brady, he can't win.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. If you've got some answers, if you've got some info, all right, share it. All right, the big game, Monday night, Patriots and Bills. Settle in and watch this one. Yeehaw.
Yeah.
How fun is this?
We
got Denver and Kansas City, too. I forgot about Denver and Kansas City.
Yeah, but nobody cares about them.
Oh, real quick, Kansas City has won 11 straight against Denver. That is pretty rare for an inter-conference rivalry.
That is.
11 in a row. The last quarterback to beat the Chiefs for Denver was Peyton Manning in 2015, the year they won the Super Bowl.
I hear they're bringing him back Sunday.
They might as well, right? Might as well. Kansas City only leading that division by one game. If the Broncos should win this game, they'd be tied. With Kansas City. So yeah, that's going to be that's pretty good game Sunday
course,
night.
The main course is Monday night.
Monday night, Patriots and Bills. Settle in and enjoy that one.